And now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
Tuesday, John's birthday party, and I'm having... Even there's going to be a bartender here. Do you know that?
Well, they should have a bartender in this building.
Well,
for
they're
the sales
need
department.
One. That's exactly who it's for.
Clowns?
You know what?
We're pony having, rides?
I wanted to jump on the phone quickly. I don't know who you are, and I apologize about that. I can just simply say hello, Mike.
Hello.
Yes, Mike.
Hello, how's it going?
Well, thank you.
Hey, there's a gentleman that might be coming to town here, and based on all your wild antics and whatnot, I was wondering if you'd let him sign your rack.
I think you
wanted to call Tom Likas, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but if he comes to town, would you step on stage and let Tom Likas sign your rack?
Well, yeah, right after she lets Larry Nelson sign
yeah,
it.
Yeah, when Larry Nelson's done, love to have a man right in my breast. It would be lovely. I don't know, Tom, and I hate to diss somebody I haven't listened to, but... listeners say, tell that a-hole TL if he whips out his penis on stage and lets my 90-year-old grandma sign it, then he can sign my rack. What a jerk. Signed Laura Turner.
What do you think about him, Scrotus?
The big.
What do you think he is? The what?
Turd.
All right.
The big one.
All right. Who's on the hotline?
It's me, Maynard and Robin.
Oh, you know, Mike, you are in so much trouble.
Crap.
Where were you on Monday?
You are hired to do a job, and you...
I haven't even been paid.
Shut up, you. I don't care if you're the world's heavy. What weight were you? Were you medium weight?
I was in California is where I was.
I know. That's what you're... We talked to you.
I'm such a nice guy. I got you guys a birthday present. But, you know, now that you guys are bad-mouthing me on the air...
Now, shut up for a second.
We haven't even started, yeah.
All right, for those that are not in the know, Mutt Haugen beat Cesar Chavez. Mutt Haugen beat Cesar Chavez, correct?
No, I lost.
That's right, you got your ass kicked. But you did fight Boom Boom, and you knocked him out.
Yeah, I sure
Boom
did.
Boom Man Cini.
But I won more than I lost, honey bun.
Yeah, I know. You were the champion.
And you know what? And you know, you call my mother and you ask her on the air if she has stretch marks. How stupid is that?
I had to ask. She had six children.
Going out with a big unit, but we
now listen to me. You sawed-off little thing. I'd love to kick you all over town. Now listen
you
to
know,
me.
Hey, I got you guys a birthday present.
You did. Don't tell us, because John's birthday is Tuesday.
I got to tell everybody. I can't hold it in any longer. I got you, Robin. I got you a weekend spa trip to have your back and your mustache waxed.
God, I hate you, Mutt Haugen.
Major, I got you a weekend trip at the BB Dude Ranch run by some pedophile priests. It's a homosexual ranch. You go down there all weekend.
Oh, he's good.
I'm here. I get you guys these gifts when I'm out.
Where's Cesar Chavez when a girl needs him?
But
the thing is, I'm glad Chavez knocked your block off. I seriously
I'm
am.
I don't want enough balls to go in there. And then to go in there born in the USA. They didn't like me.
Well, you know, the thing is if for those that are unhip, Mutt fought Cesar Chavez in Mexico City, and you called, you made reference to the Mexicans there in a
No, you didn't.
Oh,
do that.
Yes, he did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you
that
did.
That was misquoted by Don King, who's trying to sell tickets to line his own greasy pocket.
Well, now, wait a second. You said things about Mexicans. When you got in the ring.
The only thing I said, Robin, was that Julio Cesar Chavez had a blown-up record from fighting a bunch of Tijuana cab drivers. I never said nothing derogatory about the Mexican people. I never said that. Okay?
Yeah. But they thought you did.
You know, you guys called me and I was...
Wait a second. I called you because you were hired to do a movie review, and then Maynard and I are talking to your mother, who we want her to do your job now. We like her better than we like you.
Well, most people do.
But your mother said no, and that basically dissed me.
Well,
and
you know what? I got four mad squaws that said you insulted the Haugen women by saying they had wrinkles in their dresses, which means they're easy girls. And I'm having
I never said that.
What
I'm having
you talking
to tell
about?
My sisters and them to calm down.
No, God. Your sisters want to beat me up just because they want to beat anyone up.
How many are living? Who do you live with?
I live at my mother's, just me and my kids.
Well, how many kids do you have?
I have three.
What about your sisters?
I have four, but I have three that I have custody of.
Yeah.
What about your sisters? Where are they? Not there?
They live They live around here.
I want you to tell your sisters. I'll tell you what. You tell those whores. I mean, your sisters. That I...
That is a good way to get hurt, Robin.
Yeah, I know. I'm teasing. We never said anything about your sisters. I said that I was... I admired them.
I'm rapping.
No, it was all about you, bud.
Settle down.
You tell those tramps I'm looking for them, all right?
Hey,
well,
Mutt, what are you going to see?
I want you to show up tonight.
Well, it's not going to happen. What are you going to see this weekend, Mutt, in review on Monday? Or are you going to be in California?
You know, I'm already out like $60 from seeing these movies I haven't got paid for.
Hold on just a minute. He's out $60. He's reviewed two movies. What theater?
Hey, figure it out, Robin.
Your tickets, for some reason, are $20 a piece when everyone else is paying $9.
You're taking a friend. I don't know. Do you have
you had one cell and you cooked it.
Hey, is there a meat, not a meat mutt, a Mrs. Mutt?
Not anymore.
No?
She took him to the bank. She took everything.
There's a few misses much.
There's stories about you and your ex-wife.
I don't
want to talk about that right now, but I will sometime, and believe me.
I've heard about the stories about you and...
Yeah, I'm not letting you talk anymore. I cut you off. Now, listen to me, you.
What?
I'm not paying for you to take your girlfriend.
Is that who you were taking, Mike?
I don't have no girlfriend.
Why not?
Who are you going with?
They're so charming. How could you not have a girlfriend?
Why? They're just added headaches, man.
Yeah.
They're nothing but problems.
Oh, Mutt,
the better looking they are, the more high maintenance they are.
Here comes an email, Mutt. Listen to this one. This is good. Dear mighty and powerful Fabulina and little Johnny Birthday, do you suppose that Mutt's mom could not only do a better job reviewing movies, but perhaps she could have taken Chavez and actually won?
She might have. She's a mean woman.
Is she?
She's certifiable mean.
So, when you're going to be out of town, can we conscript your mother to fill in for you?
Oh, no
she
problem.
Won't do it. She
no
didn't
problem.
Want to do it. She wanted
said,
to have
he
nothing
said
to do.
He can get her to do it, Maynard.
She won't do it, Mutt. We asked her, and she said, I don't have any interest.
But you can talk her into it, because you're her baby boy.
No, I'm the oldest boy.
Doesn't matter. She still loves her baby. Hey, listen, are your daughters beautiful?
No, they're all just white trash. Of course they're beautiful. Jesus, man. They look like me and their mother. They're gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you want your daughters to grow up to be like your sisters?
Well, I'd rather have them that than have them like you. Yeah.
Okay.
You're right in the pocket,
Oh,
Mutt.
He's rolling today,
boom,
aren't
boom,
you, sweetheart?
Boom.
I'm down. I look like he did when he was fighting Chavez. What a pansy. God, you're a Nancy boy, that fight. All right, sweetheart. I hope to see you Tuesday. Are you going to come up?
I'll see what I can do.
All right, sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye, Mutt.
We'll just take that as a no thank you. I won't be there. There he is. That's
well, that's
new,
20 minutes with Mutt.
That's our new mover reviewer, the Mutt.
Did you ever see that Cesar Chavez fight?
When Chavez took him down, how long?
Oh, not long.
Yeah.
He beat him ugly. No, you don't want to get hit by Mutt Haugen. I don't care what weight that guy
is. He weighs less than I do.
But he's so quick.
Yeah.
Even though he's kind of retarded now. Sorry, Mutt,
yeah.
Didn't mean to say that.
But see, I have the secret weapon that he doesn't know about.
What is
that? A gun.
Mm.